I swear to God, I saw my grandmother last night, but she's been dead for 22 years.
Okay, well, I just got, literally just got chills.
I was freaked out. Yeah. So I walk into this sushi restaurant on Mid Rivers, and there's a woman sitting at a bar. Mm-hmm. And when I first walk in, her back is to me. And she had the shape of my grandmother, tall, heavy set.
Mm-hmm.
She also had the hairstyle of my grandmother, white perm.
And that's most old ladies, I would say. Yeah. So did she catch your eye?
She turned around and she looked right at me. I swear to God, it was my grandmother's face.
Like, exact.
Yeah. And I stopped dead in my tracks and I just looked at her. And I felt like I was looking at her for eternity.
Right.
It was probably a split second.
But she was looking at you too?
Uh-huh. She turns her head and she goes back to having a conversation with the woman that she was sitting with. So I sat down at a table kind of in the vicinity of where they were.
Yeah.
And I was with a friend of mine and I kept saying, Sarah, I swear to God, that woman looks just like my grandmother. I went on Facebook and looked up pictures of my grandmother. And I was like, see? And she's like, hey, they look very similar.
Did it freak you out?
I was freaked out the entire time I was eating sushi. I mean, not freaked out enough to finish the sushi. But when I got
up.
Boy's
gotta eat.
When I got up, I was going to go over to her and be like, hey, this might sound really bizarre, but you look just like my grandmother. I just want to know your name.
Mm-hmm.
But what kept me from doing that is, how rude is it to go up to somebody and go, you look, as a 34-year-old man.
Right.
You look just like my grandmother.
Well, I mean, do you think that she is too young to be called that?
I don't know.
I mean, because
I know how my grandmother would have reacted, and it would have not been pretty.
So you were just, you didn't want to say, like, you're old or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't want to be rude to her because of a situation that was happening solely to me at that time.
I get that. My hesitation would be that they'd be a little freaked out. Like, you look like my grandma. Oh, really? Where does she live?
She died the day before my 12th birthday.
Yeah, I just think, like, that might scare someone a little bit.
314-969-1065. If you were in that situation, or maybe you have, where you've seen somebody from your past that is gone, but then you see somebody that looks exactly like them, what happened?